From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Myanmar pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi joined millions of her fellow countrymen to vote today in an election that could bring her National League for Democracy party to power. VOA's Steve Herman is at the polling station where Aung San Suu Kyi voted.
The question is not whether the NLD is able to be the largest vote-getter among the 90 or more parties that are contesting in this parliamentary election. The question is whether they can capture two-thirds of the parliamentary seats to overcome this distinct advantage that the military and the government have, because a fifth of these seats are reserved for them. So they need this two-thirds and majority to really get through parliament what they want, and more critically, be able to select who will be the next president of Myanmar.
That's VOA's Steve Herman reporting. Despite increasing indications that a bomb destroyed a Russian passenger airliner last week high over the Sinai Peninsula, the head of Egypt's investigative team says no definitive conclusions have been reached. All 224 passengers and crew aboard the jet died. Foreign intelligence reports first raised the theory that a bomb exploded aboard the jet based on overheard chatter by known terrorists shortly after the crash. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 23 people were killed Saturday in suspected Russian airstrikes on a rebel-held town outside of Damascus. Russia, which is along with Syria's government and a U.S.-led coalition, were all carrying out bombing raids in the area. And Pope Francis says the leaking of sensitive Vatican documents is a crime and a deplorable act that will not stop him from moving forward with religious reforms. This is VOA News. Taiwan's president Ma Ying-jeou says the significance of security and dignity for the Taiwanese people was a key message that he shared with China's president Xi Jinping during their historic talks held in Singapore this weekend. VOA's Bill Ide has more.
Since the People's Republic of China was established in 1949, the leaders of Taiwan and China have never met face-to-face. But on Sunday, the two engaged in what is being called a historic 81-second handshake. The meeting was high on symbolism, but saw no major breakthroughs. China considers democratically ruled Taiwan to be part of its territory and has never renounced the use of force to resolve the dispute. Not everyone welcomed the president's meeting, which was announced on short notice. Protests took place in Taipei, Taiwan's capital, and the timing of the talks between Xi and Ma raised questions. Critics also complained that Ma said little about Taiwan's commitment to democracy as a core value of society, in contrast to the Communist Party's role in China. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter spoke this weekend about the countries of the Asia-Pacific, which are concerned about the risk of conflict between those making territorial claims in the South China Sea.
The United States joins virtually everyone else in the region in being deeply concerned about the pace and scope of land reclamation in the South China Sea. The prospects of further militarization, as well as the potential for these activities to increase the risk of miscalculation or conflict among claimant states.
Carter said the pace and the scope by China and others increase the risks. Territorial claims by China cover nearly the entire body of water. Several other countries also make claims in the area. Croatia is holding its first parliamentary election since it joined the European Union in 2013. Opinion polls predict a tight race between the ruling bloc, led by Prime Minister Zoran Milanovic's Social Democrats, and the rival Patriotic Coalition. Neither party is expected to win an outright majority, and both sides will likely engage in lengthy coalition talks with smaller factions. A Russian media magnate and former aide to Kremlin leader Vladimir Putin has been found dead in a hotel room here in Washington, D.C. American and Russian authorities are both trying to determine what caused the death of 57-year-old Mikhail Lessin, former Russian cabinet minister and founder of the international media company RT. An acoustic guitar once owned by John Lennon has sold for $2.4 million. Julian's Auctions in Los Angeles described the instrument as the most historically important guitar associated with the Beatles, one of the most important, of course, rock bands of all times. In the 1960s, they were playing and unfortunately broke up. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.